This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
We got our first person who was willing to do what we talked about. Welchers Wednesday, since Monday was Cyber Monday, Tuesday was Give Back Tuesday or whatever they called it, Giving Tuesday. And then today was Welcher Christmas. If people owe money, it's time they got called out. So we were going to call these Welchers on the air and stuff. And Stephen Garcia says, my name is Stephen Garcia. 2 years ago, I loaned my buddy $80 two times back to back. So he owes me $160. 2 years ago. His name is Randy. Here is his phone number. So we just tried to call. Randy hasn't paid his Verizon bill. It is no longer in service. So it's
or maybe that's the last time he's reached out with the number he had for Andy.
Exactly.
You're not getting that money back.
We're going to run into trouble with a few of these Welchers because their phone bills are – it's the end of the month, too. So they're probably
out
of minutes.
They're not even in town.
They're totally out of minutes. And they you have to wait till December 1 until they get the renew. They burned out all their November minutes. It's a short month, too. I don't know how they did it. So we're still taking them. We're trying. We tried to call that one. It's just it's non-existent. So, Stephen, if you've got a different number for Randy, we'll definitely try to get them on there and get your money back. Welchers Wednesday. If you owe somebody money – we've invented this day.
Can I do mine on the air?
Sure.
Okay, sweet.
Want to call Mido?
Sure.
Richard!
Are you going to do it during the Brady Report?
Do it right now.
Let's get into
it. Now. Let's get Mido on the line.
Call Mido.
He's got
the number.
Old man Goop will be on the phone any second now.
Oh, not again.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. All you listeners out there, when Mido answers the phone, you're going to hear when he talks this. That's his Raleigh Fingers waxed mustache rubbing up against the phone mic. He's got the coolest mustache in the world, if you ask him about it.
And it's trickled down to his son now. His son's got a goofy mustache. Or he's trying.
His email is, I love dudes.
His email is, I love dudes.
That's funny.
It made you snort.
Yeah, that's funny stuff. Because I want him to do that like when Crate and Barrel goes, and a phone number we can reach you at, blah, 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 blah. And your email, ilovedudes@yahoo.com.
It's great for the ladies.
It's good until you're at that one place.
Mangoop. Mangoop Mido, I love dudes, 1069 at Yahoo. Is he not answering either? Is Mido not paying? He owes you $100 for fantasy football, right? And the holidays are approaching. It's time that he got on the ball. And
I'm sure he's got presents.
Would you take it in a gift card?
No. $100 cash. So why are you bartering with his payback?
Mustache wax?
No.
Yeah.
Would you take it in mustache wax?
No. People want their cash for their cash. Nobody wants gift cards or nonsense like that.
But if he had $100 Visa gift card?
Cash. Because you know what you're going to do with that gift card? It's going to be worth about $78, and when you go to pay, you're like, God damn it, Mido. Now you got to chase him down for the last 22.
I had that one time. My dad sent me a gift card for Christmas, and it only had like $3 on it.
Oops, wrong one.
Yep.
I never even said anything to him. I just thought
you're
it was hilarious.
Chase that down. Is he not answering?
It's going to voicemail.
Try him one more time.
Oh, it's voicemail.
Yeah. Mido, I know you're listening. Pick up your phone. Don't be a coward. You owe Eric $100.
He's a 9-to-5er. He should be up.
Oh, Anthony Mido has emailed me and says, say what? I don't owe Eric money. All my buddies are texting me, asking me why I owe him. Anthony, I don't think he's the one.
Yeah, that's a different Mido.
It's your dad, Dick Mido. Dickie
Mids.
Dick Mids.
I don't know who Anthony Mido is.
I don't either. Who's Anthony Mido? Another one of Dick's kids. We haven't met yet.
I can't keep track.
Yeah, some go away for a while. Some come back. We don't know who's what.
Richard.
All right, here we go.
Hey,
got him online. Say yes, Richard. Did he say yes?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Mido, are you there?
This is Dick Rubenstein. How may I help you?
Mr. Rubenstein, we would like to talk to you a little bit about Welchers Wednesday, and you owe somebody.
Yeah.
You're the opener.
Yeah, you're the guy who's getting the call. You owe Eric $100. What's taking so long?
Oh.
I mean, how many months has it been? The start of the season was, what, April?
Yeah,
April,
and you're supposed to prepay for that stuff.
I'm pretty sure that he lost $100 that I prepaid him.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Wow, we have a prepayment. Well, tell us about the prepayment.
Do you have proof of this prepayment?
Yeah, where's your proof, buddy?
Oh, God, now I got to get a hold of the bank. Yeah. All right. Are the banks even open today?
The banks may not be open today, at least your bank, open
not
to
on,
you.
Not on Welch Wednesday.
Yeah, I would imagine that you are not getting any attention at a bank.
My bank's in the Bahamas, so I'll have to get a hold of my financial advisor and see if we've got that $100 available.
You have $100 somewhere. Yeah, why won't you just pay the man?
You know what? I've offered him different types
no.
of...
No. No barter. Nobody wants barter,
see?
Brady.
Look at this.
$100.
Just like you, Brady.
Dick, when the baseball season began and you started the fantasy football, did everyone go, all right, so we agree that the fantasy baseball cost, let's say, for instance, I don't know how much it was, but let's just say it is just $100, $100 in merchandise or money. Nobody ever said that, did they? Nobody said that.
I cannot recall.
Nobody said that. $100 in trades.
You know what the great thing is? On his team is Brett Vesely, right?
Yeah.
And every year it's the same with these two jackasses. And it's always like months after the season, and then I got to chase down Brett.
Brett will give it to you. But
Brett finally paid me, and then now it's
why
up.
Is that?
Yeah.
Why is that? What is wrong with you?
How
two?
Did Brett save up enough $100 to get to Eric before you? You've got a job with people.
That's what I wonder how he can even afford it working in radio.
I totally have no idea.
Manages.
I don't know how he eats, to be honest with you, but he's managing, and I don't get it. But he's also paying his bills, and he's making you look terrible.
He is paying his bills and making me look terrible.
When can Eric expect his money?
Well, and so here's my idea. So working with That's the credit agencies, often they will take 10 cents on the dollar.
No,
can
this
I
is not how it is. No, you have
to just be done with this.
Often?
Why
do you hear that?
Are you negotiating
I don't
down?
Know. I may have to just take this deal.
Yeah, your student loan is being negotiated down. Can you lay off the mustache wax for 7 to 10 weeks and get your $100?
Ask Kimball West for an advance.
You know what hurts is when Eric sees the Facebook, all the trips you're taking, the events you go to, you're spending money.
Yeah,
him and Brett are out every weekend on their bike rides, on their motorcycle.
Sell that motorcycle. Every Sunday, we see you.
Yeah. What's it cost to fill the tank of that bike?
$11.
All right, so you got 10 weeks you can't anymore.
It's riding season.
You just double up with Brett. Just ride on the
baseball season.
Timeout Suns. All summer wasn't riding season. You should have been saving money.
All right. So I got to send him $100 today then. Is that the deal?
What do you do for money, Dick? I don't even know.
I'm a sales manager. I manage Welchers for a living.
you chase down
excited
cash.
Excited
right?
about it.
You chase down cash. All right, well, you owe Eric $100. When can he expect it? And also, now that the collection agency has contacted you, there is a 10% compounded interest rate that starts right now.
Whoa.
Daily.
You have a day. You have a day to...
I'll push the button right now.
All right.
We can get his stupid money.
The stupid money that you agreed to.
Why is he a bad guy?
Yeah, exactly.
And he makes me feel bad,
right.
too.
Look, we got to get.
I feel bad.
This is a professional welcher.
Look, Dick's got 21 minutes to get to work, and he hasn't even started on the mustache yet. So we got to let him out.
It's okay. I'll make my kids Lunchables instead of buying them a Lunchable for 10 weeks.
That's a lot of money because you got like 45 kids.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Mira. And you know, we know you're not spending it on the ladies. So
that's right.
Start spending it on Eric. It's the same thing.
All right, boys.
All right. Good luck to you. Thank you. Welcher Wednesday. Right. One problem solved. You don't get it by today.
And I feel bad. He made me feel bad.
That's what Welchers do.
Yeah.
God, he's good. He's a good one.
He's a solid Welcher.
Kids don't get Welcher. To eat.
Well, my
mustache goes flat.
I felt terrible. My
can't fill the tank of the motorcycle.
Physical therapist, Drew Gamboa over there at DeFit, he sends me the pay app after two. I owe him like $100 every time he does it. So he fires over things, says, yo, $100. Well, when I lost my wallet on the freeway I didn't have it. So I told him, I'm like, look, it's going to be a little bit because I don't have any cards yet. So I have to change all the numbers on the pay app. I don't have it. So I can't get money right now. So I'll get it to you. Like, it's 3 days max. And he goes, that's all right. My daughter just will eat scraps for a couple of days. And I fired back. Well, your daughter's been looking a little thick anyway. And I'm immediately, just as a joke, because we joke around like that. And then I had that feeling, I've never met his daughter. He may be sensitive. I don't know if she's fat. I'm guessing no, because he's just a specimen.
You went out on that limb.
So I text him, I'm like, look, if your daughter's really fat and that was insensitive, I apologize. And then he said, it was good, because he sent me a picture of Honey Boo Boo squeezing her fat gut. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. We're still okay. But I went out on the limb, I'm like, your daughter's been looking a little thick anyway. Let's ease off on some of the foods. But yeah, it made me feel immediately terrible when they bring in their kids not eating. But I've seen the American kid.
They're all eating just fine. I've not seen one starving, distended-tummied American child. You're fine for a couple of days.
Just distended tummies.
Yeah, just they're distended, but for all the wrong reasons. Flies are around them because there's so much food.
John, does the welching go to job offers? My boss promised me a raise 6 months ago for a promotion.
No,
he keeps saying
you.
It's with the VPs for consideration.
That's not.
Can
that's
we
on
call
you.
Him?
You have to go. First off, you have to know how to handle that situation verbally because you're harassing him and he's just holding it over
right.
your head. You have to go in there and get some papers on that.
Yeah, Chuck did that to me.
Yeah, Chuck got Eric on that too. What I tell you, get it in writing. Larry got by Chuck. Oh, you got your bonuses coming. I've got it right here in the old noggin.
Got it in the noggin. Just finishing the details.
Chuck was great at it. And then Larry had to go to the new owners. He had to go to the owners. Go. My bonus is kind of in Chuck's head.
Yeah. And
yeah, and it works out like this, and they're like, "I'm not giving you that money. You could have pulled that out of thin air." Plus, you're a Jew, so you're good with cash. You should have had this in... What kind of Jew doesn't get it in writing? I think that was exactly what Tripp said.
We got a couple more Welcher requests. John, my wife is going on about 3 weeks now. She owes me. Sex, yeah. I mean. Does that count for Welcher's Wednesday?
I owe Thomas Brendel money for a bet I made with the Browns earlier this year. Never met him before. I have no idea how to get it to him, but anytime.
Pay app.
Come down. Pay app. I can pay. I don't want to give him my.
When
did you make this bet?
First week of the season. We've been going back and forth on it all the time. Like anytime. I'm not doing it electronically though, because then you could be a hacker. I don't like this.
Oh, there's another app. Venmo. It doesn't give them
doesn't
your
give
information.
Any info. All right. We'll do that, Thomas.
My name is Evander. My friend owes me $150. His name is Brophy. Can you call him?
Yes.
And he gave me the number.
Get the numbers and write down the names. We'll start. Welcher
Wednesday.
Get the
list together.
Right. We'll get this.
We need a theme song for this and everything.
Yeah.
Like what money?
I want my money.
Bitch better have my money.
Bitch better have my money. Is
just
that
a sound effect?
A song.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah, dollar bills.
Oh, right? Wow. We've got confirmation already from mid.
He already fired it off.
Look at that. This thing works.
Did you get
I'm Eric O'Connell and Welcher Wednesday works.
Yes. He's got
I'm proof. 98 on
You've
your
got
side.
An endorser. It's 100% success rate.
Follow my plan. And we just got to build in our feet.
It's in. He did it right now.
Right now.
What was the
whole
thing?
He had it the whole time.
He just needed to be badgered.
Man.
98 KUP got me my money. They could do it for you, too.
You're welcome, Eric. And if you email now, homeburg@98kupd.com, and out your Welcher, we'll call him on the air and get your money that you deserve. We won't hear any of their excuses. What'd you see?
What had happened was my kid got an ingrown toenail, and it was about $3,000. We didn't know that was going to happen.
You still owe the money, Welcher.
Yeah, but...
But what had happened was she had lost her appetite due to the surgery and had opioid addiction.
That's not my problem, Welcher.
Well, it's amazing, though. There's a company that, companies out there that will do that for companies.
Yeah.
But they'll get, you're owed $3,000. Here's your $1,000. We keep the two. For the collection fee.
Welchers, you're going to have to step it up. You owe Eric $300.
My child was killed.
Yeah.
There isn't a child dead enough to make it so you don't owe Eric $300.
That's awesome.
I have no heart. I don't care.
See, it's better if you guys do.
Yeah, exactly.
Then
I
just
fold.
Feel right. bad over yeah. here in the
you'd
in
fold.
The corner.
I have that awesome sociopathic tendency of not caring about your children.
Right, you have no skin in the
back,
game.
None. He's badgering me. Now yeah. you feel, he tries to make it look like you've just been relentless.
There's no unemployment line long enough, no sick kid sick enough, no dead kid dead enough to make it so you don't owe that money. I'll be the heavy. Brady, it's time for you to give us all the news that only you know. We call this the Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Delicious Hooters. It's Wednesday. That means the all-you-can-eat wings are going on, $14.99. All-you-can-eat wings. All-you-can-eat wings. Every one of them. They have to give it to you. Hooters brings you the Brady Report. Brady, report it.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
A couple of Wednesday morning fun facts. One of the creators of Baywatch was legally blind, and even though 90% of his vision was gone, he wound up directing 40 episodes.
Wow. Didn't take much to make a Baywatch, is what you're saying. And that's why the first line of the theme song is, some people stand in the darkness,
oh, wow.
afraid to step into the light.
Knew all along.
The director was blind.
There have been 1,038 different final score combinations in NFL history.
What?
1,038 different final score combinations.
2-0 has never happened.
The most recent was New England beating Oakland 33-8 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
that had never been a 33. There had never been a 33-8 final score before.
Well, I don't think 2-0 is still a never.
It's holding up.
And there's another one they mentioned. Was it 11-5?
You could have, well, you could have two.
Yeah, well, 2-point conversion changeover, but 11-5 changed something. That has never happened. They mentioned the ones that have never happened just a few days ago. Or a couple
4-0?
Probably not. I would imagine you start getting into that's not a thing. Two safeties, or you can't get 2-point conversions that way. It has to be two safeties. 4-0. I'm not sure, but I don't think that's happened either. Yeah, they mentioned a bunch of them. Like, these are the score combinations that have never happened that are within reason. Of course, 95-93 has never happened, but.
Lobsters are cannibals. When they're hungry and they're looking for food, they'll happily eat another lobster.
Oh, my God. Man, this Welch, 100% success. John, I'm ending my Welching days. I owe my dad $100 on a car he gave me. I've been paying off. This will be my last time borrowing money from anybody. He gets it today. How about that?
Another success.
Ah, this guy. I don't know if we can do this one. Black John owes me $140 from fantasy football. Get my money like you got Eric's. Here's Black John's number. You call him.
We got to make that call, John.
Black John?
Yeah.
Here's a good one.
Uh-oh, we got another one?
I don't think he understands what it's called.
Does mulching? I hope somebody doesn't confuse this for Felching Wednesday.
Hey, I'm into this. I've always wanted to get my felcher. And,
well, no, you don't understand.
He owes me.
Does mulching.
Does mulching include an old roommate who you lived with rent-free for a year, racking up $4,500 in IOU rent? Said, I thought you were just helping out a friend in need after you gave him a job and didn't have one and paid. This isn't welching so much as you just did really
That's
dumb
That's a total
stuff.
Mulch. You got what grifted. Are you talking about?
You got, not only did you get grifted, you grifted yourself.
Yeah.
You didn't have a job. You gave him one. You let him live there for free the
get
whole time.
Get something in writing.
Yeah.
You got money molested.
When it gets to that level, get paperwork. That becomes a legal issue. I would sue him, but you've got no paperwork.
You got nothing. Yeah, if you go to any small claims court, you got no proof.
Nothing.
Judge Judy would kick you right out.
Where's your proof? When was the last? Look, listen. Shh. You all kick out. We're done. Case dismissed.
I haven't seen her judge on a ruling in the past year. Larry David was on there in Curb Your Enthusiasm this last weekend. He went on Judge Judy. It was awesome.
You have any proof of the last time you paid money?
In January?
Proof! Bank records! Something!
No.
Then you've got nothing. Case dismissed. Now the counterclaim. Saying that you've been harassed for $4,500. Do you have any proof? Show a receipt. Something.
I have texts.
Let me see them.
She always reads the
text.
That
is not a sentence.
Bert, go get the text.
You got it, Judge Judy. He slowly meanders across the
That'll
whole
work.
Thing.
That'll work. It's in
great.
Writing.
Text, yeah, it's there.
It says here that you've written down you owe this person $4,500.
But see, that was before.
That. I don't care.
Emails, texts.
I don't care.
All that stuff works.
I love that. I wish I could talk to people like that in just everyday life.
I don't care.
But Judge Judy, you don't understand if you don't.
I don't care about you.
Do a couple of shows, work out.
She films.
Tape a couple more shows.
The whole season in 12 days.
You think she's doing squats in between
shows?
Oh,
yeah, she's a workout.
She's loved working out. $40 million. She does it in 12 to 15 days. All right, sorry. Go ahead, Brady.
According to a new study out of Hokkaido University in Japan, all you have to do to be more popular is nod more.
Bob
Researchers say their subjects watch videos of people, and in some videos the people were nodding, and in some they weren't. The same people rated 30% more likable when they were nodding.
Because it's positive affirmation for whatever garbage you're spewing.
Yeah,
they also found they rated the people 40% more approachable.
Right, because they're affirming your words by going, You find an agreeable sort. Would you ever walk up to anybody shaking their head at you while you're talking?
Yeah, the other one.
Nope.
No.
Yep.
Well, this guy is just spouting crap.
Or the back is just turned.
I'm not going to go talk to that guy. I noticed that you were basically saying no to everything I said. Yeah, you're an idiot.
Yep.
Okay, we're not friends. Of course you're going to go up to the person just going, yeah, I agree with that.
Uh-huh.
According to this new study,
you should throw away your underwear every year or it becomes a health risk.
Every year?
Every year.
You have underwear for longer than a year?
Calvin Klein did the research. No, I don't know who did the research, but basically they're saying even though you're washing them after you wear them, old underwear can still develop a buildup of bacteria like E. coli. That can lead to getting infections down there.
This is for women.
Of course, not everyone is even washing them regularly.
Yeah. This is mainly for chicks.
The study found 18% of men and almost 11% of women wear underwear multiple times without washing.
What?
One. Blech.
Women get a lot of creases and crevices and stuff that can get stuff in other stuff if they're dirty. So the back stuff can get in the front stuff. We've got blockers.
Researchers also say you shouldn't wear underwear when you sleep. Nude is better.
That's how I do it. I'll wear my gigantic Apollo Creed boxers or I'll keep them close to the bed. But I'm swimming free and easy, baby.
A lot of people are very happy. They're saying finally that Google changed its cheeseburger emoji. It had the cheese on the bottom.
Unbelievable. America wouldn't stand for that. We don't have any other problems in the world.
Clearly, they outsourced that emoji.
North Korea just launched a thing that could hit D.C., but God damn it, with that cheese on the bottom.
First things first.
What if I'm lactose intolerant and I just want a regular burger emoji? Can I get that?
Yeah.
It's too hard to find.
The latest store launch for a baby registry, Domino's Pizza. You can go to dominosbabyregistry.com. So your friends and family can buy you pizzas for your baby shower, I guess.
Oh, they just cover your whole year. Every Friday you get a pizza.
I was thinking of maybe a Domino's onesie or something.
Because you know what? It's time that the baby shower gifts turned into what they are. It's like crossing the street. It's really not that big a deal.
Now we have
7 billion people.
We have people emailing in, I'm a welcher who's borrowed thousands of dollars from the same friend over years, and I finally paid it off.
Okay.
Congratulations, Tyler.
I'm welch free. Dave Ramsey's Welcher Freedom Institute.
3, 2, 1.
I'm welch free.
This guy says,
that is great.
Call Carlos. The guy owed me $100 from last year, Cardinals Bears game. I saw him after. He gave me $10 and said, please don't tell my wife. Help me get the rest of my cash, Miguel.
90. He needs 90.
90 American, Miguel? We're on it. Here's the phone number, Toledo. I got loads of them now.
I got a bunch of them, too.
Where were these people yesterday? Everybody was chickening out. Yesterday, everybody lost their minds like, here's my welch, but I'm not telling you who.
I'm not sure about this, if it's an offer or if it's from welching. John, how do you guys feel about dabbling in collecting drug money?
Do they owe you for the drugs?
I'll ask. That's all he said.
Did he give drugs and he needs money?
He gave a guy drugs and under the agreement that he would pay for those drugs.
Later, later date.
That's welching. That's like a bet. I don't like calling drug addicts and telling them that you owe because it's really kind of
a waste
of time.
It's a guy from Popeye.
But if we can pull, yeah.
Gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger.
Wimpy. I will gladly pay you Tuesday for a bag of crack today.
If
you're a bad drug dealer when you're handing out the product and waiting for payment.
Yeah, you should think
you don't
do
drug dealing on credit.
John, my friend owes me $46 for the Dirty Santa run. I'm trying to collect, but all I can say to her is acknowledge, female.
Wait until after the Dirty Santa run.
After it?
Write her a letter that says, invoice her. Don't put any personal things in there. Say, charge for Dirty Santa run, which you enjoyed Saturday, December 2nd at Wild Horse Pass, $46. Please pay by blank. Send it to her. Keep it all business with him.
What's this, Jeff? Why are you being so cold?
Acknowledge, female.
Acknowledge.
There's a $46 debt in our relationship. I would like that cleared up before we continue on.
Or you'll be sent to collections.
Or you'll be sent to collections by some pipe hitting. I'm not sure.
If you're in the market for a house and you want to save some money, just find one on a street that has an embarrassing name because there's a drop in value of homes. Like if you found a house in Wiener Cutoff Road in Wiener, Arkansas, mm-hmm. Butt Road in Fort Wayne, Indiana,
that home was
Katie Crotch Road in New Portland, Maine.
I'd live on all three of those.
I've actually had clients that loved the house but wouldn't do it because of the name of the road.
Or the number.
Or they had superstitions about it.
Yeah.
It tripped me out. I'm like, really? You loved the house, everything about it? You would If it was anywhere else, you'd put an offer.
My real estate
agent. The embarrassing
agent.
Streets sell for an average of 20% below the market value.
She showed me a house on a street, and she's like, this house is so perfect, but the number, the lady wouldn't do it because the address was like not feng shui or some sort of numerology thing. She's like, she wouldn't do it. It's a beautiful home. And we looked at it. I'm like, this is not the number. It's not for me, but I don't get that. They loved the house, but she just refused to buy it because the address. It was also on Burning Cross Road.
Oh. Not and it was good. A no, black woman.
Yeah, it's a black lady. She blamed the numbers. It was one Burning Cross Road.
Lynch like, Court.
Mm, I can see good. That. Yeah. Yeah.
We don't want this one.
Tracy Stevens is from Alachua, Florida. She's 50 years old. She was driving drunk on Saturday. She got into a crash in a TJ Maxx parking lot, but sped away without giving the other driver her information. So the cops went looking for her. They found her pretty quick as she was peeing in the middle of the nearby street in the intersection.
In the intersection.
Classy broad. All right. It's hit home, boys. This is final. I was waiting for this one. Dominic Borgignone works down the hall. I still don't have $500 from a fantasy football league I won a few years ago. Richard Toledo was the commissioner. We addressed it with basically you're never going to get your money.
Right.
Dom's making the call. He's putting the bad signal out.
You're not going to do a thing about that?
No. Who am I going to contact for the money? I don't even know
who spent it already.
I know. I paid my fees.
I didn't spend it. No, I paid out the other places and nobody else paid the rest.
You just said, screw Dom. Mm-hmm.
You pay first place
the
first.
The winner.
I understand that.
Now.
You're a bad commissioner.
You're a terrible commissioner. So Dom's
welcome to look at it. I don't even remember who's in the league.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't have I know Ryan Burchett was in there. He paid. He told me.
He did pay.
We talked
Ryan
about
paid
it.
And Eric paid.
I paid. Mm-hmm.
Who didn't pay? Who was in there?
I don't even
you remember. Anybody else?
Just it was people from KUPD.
Yeah, it was all people from the building.
So should have been easy.
Got to know these guys. Well, nobody's been fired from this place in like 20 years.
Brett Harmon, probably.
Harmon?
Yeah.
He might not have paid.
All right. I'll call him.
Okay.
You're gonna go out on a limb for Dom? You're going to
well,
fight
I'm going out
for his
Dom
money?
For Toledo, yeah. If Toledo won't do it, he's the collector.
Ask him what year this was, because I don't even remember.
This was a few years ago.
2011, 12.
Yeah, it was early, because Burchett was still here.
You how much was it? $100 a guy?
I think so, yeah.
To Dominic. All right. I'm just telling him right on the thing. Dom. D-O-M. Stupid Siri doesn't acknowledge that Dom is a name. Because it's not. All right, go ahead.
How deep did it go? How many places?
Three.
Top three.
How many people were in the league? About 10?
No, I think we had 8.
Okay.
Do we have 8? We have 10.
It had to be 10.
And you
it
remember
two. I wouldn't have even played in an 18.
That sounds terrible.
That's lame.
Everybody would be great.
Yeah, you'd have all-star teams.
So this Russian cosmonaut was doing a little spacewalk on the International Space Station. Found some bacteria on one of the panels, that alien bacteria.
Cool.
So they'll see if it is
they live.
Someone stopped by.
Oh, that's awesome. Also.
Or, they ran into something that left.
You realize that the North Korean missile they tested last night could hit the space station. Everybody's worried that they're going to try. Yeah, because it goes out of the atmosphere. It goes out of the atmosphere.
Oh.
I think the thing's parked at like 2,500 miles.
Wow.
And this thing goes 2,600 miles. If it's got a warhead on it, it can't go as far, but that's still pretty impressive. So everybody's like, well, yeah, they could get it to D.C. if it's, properly, but they could also blow up that space station if they wanted to because, those things have to travel out of the atmosphere.
What if he didn't know that and we just gave it to – we just gave him that info?
To fire it off. Oh, geez, that's true. He had no idea we even had a space station.
We could what?
They have what? Space station? Bro it up. He could have a ton of stuff like for satellites and things like that and mess up our communications,
that's
which
true.
Is the first thing you
that's
do when
true.
Wars breaks
yep.
out. We get a lot of those, though, and we'll make more.
Well, if you're planning a hike in Tibet and you're worried about running into a Yeti.
Don't ruin my Christmas.
Scientists just analyzed 8 DNA samples, hairs, that have been...
Yeti proof?
Yeah, have been for a long time saying, yep, this is a hair from a Yeti.
I'm not a scientist, but bull.
I disagree with that.
Where are the bones?
Well, they tested them, and they all were different types of species of bears.
Yeah. You can find hair, but you can't find a Yeti bone. Stop it.
There's a photo today that's gone viral of a family's Christmas card. And the girl, the youngest daughter, is the one that's gone viral for her reason. The Seawright family. Uh-oh. Card features parents holding a sign that says, "Excited." One of the adult daughters and her fiancé have a sign that says, "Engaged." Another daughter and her husband and their kid, they have a sign that says, "Expecting." And the third daughter, the youngest, just says, "Emily."
Keep the Brady, it's all right if their name is Cockwright.
Yeah.
Close. You call them the Seawright.
Seawright.
Yeah, it's not dirty.
I know.
Fits their name. Emily. What in the world is this?
The people that are going to, because she's just like, I'm not in this game.
Yeah, she's in the game, though. She made the sign.
She's the E.
She's the big hit.
E.
She's just, well, because she's solo. Everybody else is all paired up. Emily's alone and isn't announcing her loneliness.
Her E could also be empathy.
So if you're interested, start cyber stalking on the Facebook
easy.
Emily Cockwright. Emily
Cockwright.
Oh, it is actually SEAC, right? You yes, I see. Right. I thought you were just trying to be politically correct with her terrible name.
I like your version
better. I like the Cockwrights better.
We got a couple of
just call
videos.
Us the Seawrights, please. We're tired of the jokes. What's that, Cockwright? Seawright.
Changed it. Spelled with an S now.
The first radio video is a woman that was sleeping during the symphony concert, if you didn't see this.
Great stuff.
Stravinsky, Firebird Scream.
Yeah.
Is what you Google.
She goes to the symphony and conks out. And it's a very mellow beginning.
It happens at 18 seconds.
So let it build. Let it build. You get the vibe that maybe you would be asleep in this. Listen to her in the audience. Is Bon Jovi the conductor?
It does look like John Bon Jovi.
The crowd laughs at her.
He's laughing.
And so is John Bon Jovi
laughing.
Yeah,
he looked over his shoulder like, what happened there?
Bon Jovi's laughing because the drum scared her awake. Nothing a performer likes more than waking the audience.
And thank you for coming, man.
Yeah, we got you up there, lady.
The final radio video is a couple of Georgia Tech football players get into a fight in the weight room. There's some cussing in it. But the one guy just drops him one punch.
Yep. Toledo's showing me a Boston Celtics fan.
Oh, that's
fan
the Celtics.
Dancing.
You know, you got to go.
What do I have to go to?
Wow.
Go to Georgia Tech football player
I'm
KO's
impressed with
teammate.
That guy's dance.
Yeah.
Oh, there
pretty
it is.
Solid.
It's creepy.
That's got to wait for an ad.
It's a pretty good shot. People are calling it a sucker punch, but they're facing each other.
No, they're squaring off.
Yeah, they're not a sucker punch at all.
Hold on. Right here is the S word right now.
Oh, he ends up.
Shit!
That dude's out cold. Why were they going to fight? Were they fighting for real, or was it just like a? And then he helps him up stabilizing his spine.
Yeah, no kidding. Come on, bro.
Yeah, by all means, when you've twisted someone's head around with a punch,
come to
move them around as much as you can. It's a great punch, though. 8 pounds of pressure,
man. Right on the jawline.
This guy's got no chin.
Boy, he locked up, too.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's concussed. Oh. He's in the protocol, especially now that the guy starts whipping his head around after he knocks him out.
And they
doing a terrible job of stabilizing Jackie's spine. Anyway, we got Welchers like crazy emailing up.
Yeah,
we got some phone calls to make.
Busy.
It's going to be a busy Welcher Wednesday. If you owe money and your phone rings today, expect KUPD on your side to come through. 100% success rate. Just ask Eric. He got his money.
I did, John.
See, told
and
you.
And I am very happy.
Look at
sorry,
how happy
Dom.
He is.
Sorry, Dom.
Thank you, KUPD.
Yeah, you're barking up the wrong tree trying to get money out of Toledo. So Brett Harmon says, who and why do I owe someone I've never heard of $100?
You've never heard of Dom?
Nobody. Look, I worked with Dom for
league.
4 years
was
before
he
I knew
he
worked here. I called him Barney Rubble for the first 2 years. I thought he was just lost and was trying to find the fun park.
Is there a way to go back in the archives?
That's true.
Can we find out who was in the league?
Yeah, you got a, you kept no records, right?
No.
That would be smart to burn the evidence.
It's yeah. Sometimes
you feel a little bit bad about that.
Did you pay Toledo? Did you pay?
I paid. I know I did.
I don't remember.
Toledo may have not have even
no
paid
way.
In his own league. You didn't pay. Can you at least give Tom your 100? give him your $100, you cheap son of a bitch. Just go hand over $100 to him.
Just to get him off your back.
Yeah.
I would think.
At least say, look, I did a bad job collecting. I don't know who else is in there, but here's my 100. At least wash your own soul. You're not doing it, are you?
No.
Why not? You like having this over you?
I'll have to check the records.
No. Did you pay?
I don't know.
You're pretty sure
it's
you
been,
didn't.
It's been a while.
If I don't know is... You know when you paid.
I know I paid.
Yeah, you know
when you
paid.
You paid, you know, and you remember.
Ryan Burchett and I talked about it at Margarita Rocks. We're like, how did Dom get his money? How did that happen?
Is this the one you got in?
Uh-uh.
No, okay.
No.
No.
So there's two people that we know that have paid.
That's all I know.
Baseball one.
Ryan. This is the deal. If you're not sure you paid or not, you didn't pay. More than likely, you did not pay. You're the commissioner. Who are you paying?
Probably.
So you kept the money.
That guy should get 100.
So you kept the money.
Get $100 to Dom at least.
I didn't keep the money.
Did okay.
You, but I paid, out the, money that I paid out the money that I had.
By the, no. That's
have
not
you
fair.
Seen the, have you
not
seen the bill?
That's
not
fair.
The bill was way too high for that kind
that was
of money.
A low blow.
So it wasn't.
That was a low blow, and that won't be accepted in our 98 on your side. Look, let me handle it.
Sorry.
You got to give Dom $100 today. That was a low blow on the thing, but it was fine. Mean, horrible, totally out of line, hilarious. Which makes it great. But don't do it again. Give him $100. He'll be here in a little bit, I think. Does he still work here? I haven't seen Dom in ages.
He moved back downstairs.
Right
yeah.
Oh,
he's
is that what happened?
Thomas now. Okay. He sits in a corner again.
Can't afford the rent up here.
Yeah. He's and plus, he's got to get another Corey Taylor tattoo on his ass, so he's got to.
That $500 could that come in handy.
He could have colored that. He could have colored Corey in.
That's what I remember the following season. I go to Dom and go, hey, Dom, are you getting in the league again? Why would I get in the league? I didn't get my money from last year. Yeah. I'm like, what?
Yeah. It's a gentleman's league. Yeah, you got to pay him, Toledo. You can't be part of Welcher Wednesday's attack team and have money over you. That's like the guys who, like Brady said, the guy who said, everybody's gay, I hate gays, and then he's getting blown in a bathroom. Now we're that because of you. You can't go, because now their argument when we call these people, well, if Toledo's not paying, I'm not paying.
Yeah, this is not a good segment.
This wrecks us.
Kills our credibility.
I'm going to have to let you go from the attack team. I'm going to have to let you go. I'm going to have to Matt Lauer your ass right out of this attack team. You're no Toledo.
This is not behavior.
It's a sad day. It's a sad day at 98 KUPD's attack team. As we have found out that Toledo is a welcher himself, and we can't have the attack team have a welcher on the squad, so we've let him go for just this. You can have the other job. The welcher job, you're out. Just give me the phone numbers. Work the phones. You're nothing to do.
Yeah, we'll play some bed that's already in the system
right.
There. We'll
yeah, I'll get something
some rap song or something.
I'll find something on the computer that'll work. Bitch better have my money. So, Welchers, get ready. Your phone's going to ring in a minute, and you might win a prize. We'll throw in a prize to the best Welcher.
Imagine that you're at the Olympics, and the bronze and silver get there.
Yeah.
Sorry,
we're
winner
out of
the event.
We're out of gold.
You got nothing.
Here's a good question, too, because I don't know the answer to this. Hey, guys, did Dom pay in that fantasy league? Because if he didn't pay, why does he get money?
Good point.
Because I don't think he
he's
paid.
He's still
either.
In the
That's
positive.
Like, no, I agree. He's still in the positive.
Take his 100 out. So, okay, so if he didn't pay, and it's $500 for the win, you owe him 100.
That
That's
still
four.
Take
drop
you.
His out then, and he's owed 300 from other people. That's not your concern anymore. Hmm. Although you were the collector of the money, so. Give
it's
him
good question,
bucks.
Though. Dom pay.
Boy, do you hate handing that money over.
Oh, I do.
You got to figure it like this, Toledo. It's been about 6 years, 5 years.
Good run on my money.
That's a car payment. 60 months. You pay off a whole car in 60. Well, most people, you probably get to 72 or 84 a month. But
probably charging
60
inflation.
Months, it's a five-year loan. So in 60 months, divide that into 100, and that's how much you're paying. I can't even do that math. It's so small. It's like $1 a month you save. $1.80? Well, I don't even know what it would be.
If you're in a fantasy football league right now, because we're coming to the end of the season.
Yeah.
Pay the dues.
Even if you're losing.
Just to not deal with this crap.
Sorry, Dominic. All right, it's 8:10. Welcher's Wednesday. We're going to make a couple calls and get this stuff together. And people are asking, did you ever pay that Hooters girl back for welching on that?
No.
Man,
oh, I forgot
killing,
about
killing
that.
Us. No. You're killing our whole shine here, man.
The listeners have a long memory.
Well, there's a laundry list of people that Toledo has stiffed.
Oh, God.
Wow. Anyway, you learn from the best. It's 8:10. That was a low blow, too, but that was good.
That's all
while
right.
I was hanging out there.
That's all right.
We get ourselves the Welchers coming up. Thank you, Hooters. And Toledo owes you $20. It's 98 KUPD.
Big, red, and badass.